Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunma Meditation Center Hamburg Yunma Dharma Sa of the Yunma Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear two daily reminders from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepopsenam about practice in the morning. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Lepopsenim. 10037 December 2nd, 2019, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. All practitioners, despite everyone practicing, practice differently, especially getting up in the morning to do the prostrations, the kisong and meditation is not easy to do. But every morning, the more we practice this way, the more our mind and body become healthy. Also, we live our lives meaningfully and have more willingness to undertake all the necessary tasks expected of us. Simultaneously, as we practice this way, we realize that we come out of ignorance, which is darkness. Moreover, when we can get up 30 minutes earlier and do the prostrations and kisong, we can better receive the morning energy at that time. The morning energy is between 3 to 5 a.m. each day. But due to the demands of our social life and personal and professional activities connected with it, it is not easy to wake up at this hour. Nevertheless, getting up between 4:30 to 5 a.m. allows us to practice easily. Of course, on a non-working day we can do so. But regardless of the time, if we do this practice every morning, it actually is an immeasurable great help for us. We will not even get unnecessary sickness in the body and mind. While doing this practice, we also never have any burden to bear. This is because as time goes by, the practice becomes ourselves and we become the practice. So without thinking about our practice, we practice automatically. Thus, it eventually becomes necessary for us to have this practice in our lives. The crane, which has a long life and lives longer than all other creatures, awake earlier than any other animal before any other animal looks for food. Especially when human beings who have the six senses do not move around in the morning, problems begin to arise in their lives, especially in their body. Also, the prostrations and kisong actually help the correct movement of the six senses, while meditation helps to control our own minds. Especially if we invest 45 minutes every morning for ourselves, then our lives change significantly. This means doing the prostrations, kisong and meditation. This way, irrespective of what frustration or crankiness appears in our minds, any unnecessary wasting of our energy is completely eliminated. Also, the thoughts of ignorant sentient beings can be eliminated. Thus, when certain situations appear which makes us angry, we can control this. When we can control our upset and anger, we will not get such sickness or high blood pressure or diabetes or heart trouble, as well as problems with our kidneys and livers. So it is, of course, important to eliminate anger. But when living in a world of conditions in the social life, it is not easy to do this. So once we become upset and angry, it is important to let it out. The reason is that anger and upset increases the yang energy, and so it must be eliminated from time to time. Whenever anger has to be endured, it can easily become a sickness, but It is essential to remember that when we become upset and angry, in order not to make any bad karma, we must let this anger out when there is no one there, actually not even animals. At the same time, this must not be done in the house either. It is important to instead go outside and yell. Long ago, there was a famous practitioner who, whenever upset or disliking a situation, could not control himself. So, whenever he was angry, he went to the mountain and started yelling. It is said that suddenly there were holes in the rocks. The Popsanim is not knowing if this is true or not. Nevertheless, if we can control our anger without doing this unnecessary exercise, then we can become enlightened. Thank you very much, Chikwang the Popsanim. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Nepo Sanam, 10424, December 23rd, 2020, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Whenever there is darkness, there is brightness. Whenever there is brightness, simultaneously comes the darkness. Therefore, it is essential not to get attached to either side or direction. Rather, we should go on the middle way, which is the teaching of the world-honored one Sokamuni Buddha. Whenever we have a dark situation or suffering, we erroneously think that no brightness will come before us again. With this sense of hopelessness, we continue to suffer unnecessarily. But as we remind ourselves of the teaching of Buddha, we then realize that our own present pain and anguish are impermanent. This awareness can hence generate great hope for ourselves. During our hours of suffering, we begin to believe that life has come to an end and that there is no future, and even the willingness to look forward to anything positive is dissipated. In fact, it is this very thinking that actually makes us suffer when we should. Instead, know that suffering is actually impermanent. Hence, we can look forward to the new situations that can come to us. It is clear that we should practice sincerely when we are confronted by obstructions so that new promising results can be seen, which allow us to attain the highest wisdom in both depth and breadth. It is as if many Buddhas bring great luck to us. So we automatically appreciate this and truly appreciate the three jewels of Buddha, the Absolute Truth, Dharma and Sangha. The teaching of Buddha is actually the law of the universe, which Sukhamuni Buddha attained. Thus, his teaching is the teaching of truth. So without any doubt, we should receive the daily reminders every day and not only read them, but also practice accordingly. We can then become wise Buddhas ourselves. Originally, when we realize that we too are Buddha and keep this teaching steadfast in our minds, then very clearly we will increase our lifespan. This is irrespective of whatever is confronted in this world or how long we live, all of which are determined by our previous karma. We thus nevertheless have it in our capacities to live a long life. So, until we leave this world, we should always do much good for others. Then, by doing bodhisattva actions, we can create a better existence in the next life. Food is important, but moving our bodies is just as essential. Every morning we should wake up early and do the prostrations and Qigong as much as we can, after which we should sit in meditation. Then, even if we have certain bodily pains, these practices become a great exercise. Consequently, they enhance our blood circulation, which will subsequently contribute immensely to improved health and a good sense of well-being. It therefore means that we should try not to think too hard. An unhealthy body will also cause the muscles to become inflexible and stiff, which in turn give a feeling of heaviness in the body. So it is very important to walk in the afternoons, for such a routine will keep us fit and healthy. Each day and night, the Popsonim is sending energy and blessings to our Dharma family. So please, all of you, live long and well so that you can relay Buddha's precious teachings to others. Doing so will transform us into the most beautiful and precious sons and daughters of Buddha. Thank you very much, Jigwangna Popsonim. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a wonderful, nice and happy and relaxed week and a good practice. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.